The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Did you do that intentionally?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
That's even worse.
Oh, no. And we just finished a segment with our District Attorney of Nassau County, Madeline Singers, and honestly, it was such a pleasure. She's such a wonderful woman, caring, but it's a caring, compassionate heart, but she does the job. And that's the most important thing, because crime being down as the percentage it is, 25%, is huge. Mm-hmm. So people in Nassau County can feel safe.
Well, then we always still have to be on guard as individuals.
Of course, but those are some odd things. And there's programs at the DA's office, absolutely, that you could, you know, call at any given point in time to ask questions about stuff like that.
Mm.
You know, so anyway, it's really, really great. And I appreciate her time because she's a very busy woman. Now we're going to Lisa Belinsky.
I said that right. Yes.
Okay.
No problems there.
And she's the program manager for Transit Solutions. And September 20th is right. Coffee Day on Long Island.
A week from today. Great timing.
Oh, next
Thank
Friday.
You guys. Yeah.
Don't exactly. have a program, right?
What's in your purview? What's your location, your site?
Okay, in the entire Long Island.
The entire Long Island.
Okay.
All of Suffolk, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's start with how this program started. Because
sure.
I know this is not the first year.
This is actually the seventh annual year.
Seventh, okay.
Here on
okay,
Long
cool.
Island. Now, what's interesting is the program started, believe it or not, in Europe. So we kind of got the idea from Europe. And as I said, this is the seventh annual one. And it's now celebrated in 2,800 cities in 54 countries
all
around the world.
On the same day?
Within the same couple of days in September.
Mm-hmm.
We are a little bit flexible. We prefer to pick a work week day, figuring that's easier to try and get people out of the cars and to be more cognizant of the fact that they can do a lot by not driving in the car by themselves. And what we do ask is we ask people to pledge to be either car free or car light, and that's considered, car light is considering driving 2 or 3 miles less than you normally would on any given day. Car free, of course, is not to be in the car by yourself, which is sometimes a challenge on Long Island, but it's very doable.
Right, right.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the worst really offender of car pollution, or pollution, is the transportation.
Oh, sure. Yes. And you can see how many singular passenger cars exist
exactly.
every morning.
That's exactly right.
But unfortunately, you have to take the effort to say, where are you going? I'm going this way, so I'll go half a mile out of my way to pick up somebody, which is a savings. Because then we're driving the next 20 miles in one car.
And John, that's all what we're trying to do, is trying to raise awareness that, yes, we're talking about this one day, the 20th of September, but if they could try, and for weeks now we've been out there, or really months, trying to promote at different colleges and different organizations. We go to municipalities, we go to different businesses, just to get people thinking, okay, what can I do on that one day? Now, hopefully, our hope is that when they figure it out for that one day, they'll be able to use it sustainably
more often.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? It's just an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I mean, all these days, different types of situations, it's to wake the person up to say, we can do better. Because the emissions from a car are, you know, I know some people are not claiming there's any climate control issues and it's just a disgrace, but that's besides the point.
Not at this table.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. But, I mean, that's not the world we live in. And
right.
the emissions coming from a car, and then you have mass transit. But if you eliminated the car and put it only on the mass transit, it would be somewhat better. You know, if you have 100 people in the bus, well, you got to get there. So if you had 100 people, and unfortunately today you're not doing a horse and you're not walking, you got to get into Manhattan. I mean, the average person probably on Long Island in a car or bus, etc., travels an hour to an hour and a half to get to work. So it's
sure,
not on
if they,
foot.
If they mention,
you
got to
take
yeah.
something with an engine. So therefore, the more you can maximize the number of people in a particular machine,
Exactly.
That's all we're trying to do at this point.
Also, I think sometimes it would be helpful. I do this all the time because it's just convenient for me. Do your errands, if that's what you're doing, whatever, is to do them all in one place. In other words, yesterday I did this, today I'll do that in the same area. No, no, no. Put them all together.
Right, that's good. Yeah,
and actually, that's one
point.
Of our great suggestions. That's what we try and get people to do. Think about it before time. Lay out your week on a Saturday or Sunday. Okay, where do I have to go this week? And exactly right. I'm
Make
not
going to
do this on Tuesday and this on Wednesday when they're a half a mile apart, but you're starting from home both days.
Right,
so
right,
you're,
right,
you're
right,
doubling
right.
your efforts
exactly,
and
exactly.
the emissions and traffic congestion.
And wear and tear on oneself, on one's psyche, and on one's body.
Yep.
Right, that's true, too, because, I mean, no matter where you are on Long Island now, it's just traffic's getting worse and worse. And when you see all these apartments that are going up, it's only going to get worse. That any given time of the day, it just seems there's traffic on the expressway. But
you can't help
that.
Iris
says that planning
is nice. Yeah, but you can't help that. I mean, that's the nature of living here. There
right.
is no public...
The whole point of this is trying to reduce that and get
reduce
somebody's
it,
car.
Reduce it, yes.
Getting
gotcha.
Somebody else, you know.
And what's happening now with these new built residential areas are they're trying to be transit-oriented development.
Right, right,
so
right,
they're
right.
trying to be built near a railroad station, near bus stations, in the hopes that people really don't even need a car anymore. It
right.
saves a great amount of money.
Well, it's also the real estate is oftentimes cheaper to do it in those areas, too.
That's
okay,
part of it. Let's work together. You know, we'll take what we can get to accomplish a common goal.
Well, you know what?
Good here.
I'm going to disagree. That used to be the issue. You take now, you have the apartments being built around Long Island City, the apartments built in Garden City. Those, you know, a studio is $3,400. A studio. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't mean from the consumer's point of view. I meant from the real estate people's point of view, and the land is cheaper there to build
no,
on.
Anymore, because this is our future, and that's why they're buying those. But they're spending money, and that's why they're charging you so much. Mm-hmm. They're getting those properties. That's prime. There's no more. You're not buying 20 houses. You're going there, and you're taking over three or four buildings. That's prime real estate now, because the hub is what everybody wants. You're trying to get the big, you want Garden City. Hicksville, when Sears Roebuck finally gets sold, that's going to be able to recruit 500 people up there because it's a simple shuttle down to the railroad. That's a huge piece of, even though right. it's a junk, that's going to go for millions and millions of dollars mm-hmm. when the time finally comes.
Right. And look at the Wyandanch Rising community that
right.
we have now. That, and again, it's right by the Long Island Railroad Station. It's a mixed-use development. There are people living there. There's businesses there. There's restaurants there. And it's very convenient for them to hop on the train.
Well, Hempstead,
to
too.
Yeah. Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Mineola?
Yeah. I mean, it's. I was in Glen Cove a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't see the big development. But in the middle of town, there's another development going up that it's just, you know, when they're all finished, it will be lovely. Will it be a whole change community? There's no question about it. It's like... You know, you'll be coming down out of your apartment and literally across the street is the stores, but, you know, it's not going to have that touchy-feely feeling. And like in Port Washington, if you're familiar with Port
sure.
Washington,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to get any buildings around the trains there because it's all individual houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it can't happen in places like Port Washington. You have to go to the neighborhoods that have one or two big pieces of property, and these developers are paying for them to get them. You know, Port Washington would be great to have a huge apartment. It's never going to happen. Because you got to buy everybody's individual house. And
right,
they,
although they do have, and actually
and
my in-laws are there in Mill Pond Acres, if you're familiar
oh,
with
yeah,
that
but that's,
in Port
yeah.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Nice Bus has now a shuttle from different points in Port Washington to pick up people to bring them to the train station.
Okay, that's good then. Okay,
so
yeah, Mill
again,
Pond, I know.
Trying to take away, and Mill Pond has its own shuttle, but this is the Nice Bus system, and that's one of the mass transit organizations we have on Long Island, is the Nice Bus, Nassau Inter
oh, nice,
County
right, right, right.
Express,
mm-hmm.
you know, the blue and orange buses that
right,
you see.
Right, right.
And in Port now, they have a minibus. It's
okay,
literally
that's good,
nice,
that's good.
A minibus to pick up people at different area locations and to bring them to the train. Because, you know, there's always parking issues, whether it's at the railroad
oh, story,
or
yeah.
shopping centers or wherever you have to go, and which is another reason we're telling people, rely on mass transit. Don't deal with the parking issues.
It's amazing, but I don't know how any of this could have been planned years ago. You know, like when you try to extrapolate what the world's going to look like when they put up these housings and stuff.
See.
It's like, oh, my God, did anybody think this island was going to be, you know, this full of people? I mean, it's amazing, and it just continues to grow. And Manhattan also. You know, Long Island City. Long Island City
Oh, that's having a revival.
It's bigger than, many cities.
Yes,
it's bigger than Denver.
And they're all high rises. Right.
Yeah,
so
and they're 40-story buildings.
More so each time, yes.
It's lovely. And they've turned it into, my daughter lived down there. She just moved to Port Washington.
Oh, great.
And they turned it into a great community. I mean, there's soccer fields that you want. I didn't mind babysitting there because you take the kids for a walk, and it's just like a little lovely community.
And the shopping is terrific there, too.
Everything is good.
And
it's one train into the city.
Except that it's ugly with the with the L.
Well, it's fine. You know, you can't get everything.
You know, and you're talking about walking, and we're talking about health. And one of the points that we try and make with Car Free Day Long Island, too, is get out of the car by yourself and try and do some walking instead.
Right.
It's going to affect your whole health situation, no matter what age we are. You know, younger, older. Being active wards off a lot of issues, whether it's breathing issues, it's heart issues.
Right, that's
so
true.
Active transportation.
Visual, getting
sure.
that oxygen to the eyes,
right.
ward
right.
off macular degeneration and all of the other things
involved. Take a bicycle, make sure you wear your bike helmet, but a lot of places now are putting up more bike racks. Actually, Suffolk County is very close to rolling out a bike sharing program. As you know, in the city they've had it for many years. Now the Zaxter company has been hired in Suffolk County, and they're going to be rolling that out very, very soon so that you can actually go and rent a bicycle.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
That started, I don't know how many years ago.
Well, they tried to plan that. That was actually a car-free day initiative 3 or 4
oh,
years
really?
Ago.
Oh, really?
Trying to get the counties, let's try and think of other active transportation issues, getting people out of their cars.
So that has created other problems. Itself
well,
too.
Nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect, and you have to encourage people to wear the bike helmets for safety, of course. And they're developing
and the cars,
bike safety
the relationship
lanes.
Of the cars yep. to the bicycles.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you know that's, you know, I suppose if you get them on the bicycle, that's a piece of the battle. You know, the other stuff I'm agreeing with. I mean, some of these bicycle riders are crazy. I was in Manhattan yesterday. Why one didn't die, I have no idea. Oof. But it was just nuts. And he's coming, we were going up, makes no difference, second or third, whichever goes up. And we're in the car, and he's going in and out, and then there was a double parked car who opens his door to get out.
Oh, boy.
On this side, this guy swung, and he maintained. I'm like, oh, he's going to go. And in Manhattan, you know that.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Yeah, not a lot of space in between these guys, you know. But
you know, talking of bicycles, if you could just let me mention a sponsor.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we use to try and encourage people to go online and pledge, and by the way, the website is www.carfreedayli.com.
Okay.
And people can go on there, and if they're not computer literate, maybe get a child or a grandchild to help them to get onto the website
Say it
and
again.
Do that.
Say it again.
www.carfreedayli.com. And so once they do that, once they pledge, they're actually automatically entered to win great prizes. And
oh, cool.
We were talking about bicycles. Our sponsor, Brand Fitness, has given us two $500 bicycles, a women's bike and a man's bike.
Nice.
So those will be raffled off. We have a lot of gift certificates. Simon Malls is one of our sponsors, so Roosevelt Field. And we have that Smith Haven Mall and Walt Whitman gives us $100 gift certificates each. Hicks Nursery, which isn't far from here, gives us money. We have, I don't know how many Jets or Giants fans we have listening to
us. You know
what?
Before you tell the rest of those gifts, which are exciting, we'll come back to it.
Yep.
I have to take a break. You're
Go
listening
ahead.
To Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.